Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It's Mitchell and Michael, and Mitchell was at the shops yesterday when my relationship just fell apart.
Oh, what happened?
Just came crumbling apart. I didn't think it could happen this quickly, this easily. I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Did you, when you were at the shops with your girlfriend, did you run into one of your other girlfriends?
No. Oh. Turns out she ran into one of hers.
Oh.
And there's this kid.
Oh, yours. Your kid.
Not my kid.
Oh, okay.
And this kid just comes up to us, goes, "Bah!" And we were like, "Ah, ha, ha, crazy kid." She runs off.
That's exactly how they both, Michael and his girlfriend, react to things like that. It's exactly like that.
It was like, funny kid. Runs back to her mum. Okay. And just sort of points over at my girlfriend and says to her mum, "That's my girlfriend. That one there. That's mine." I had no idea this was going on. I didn't. Is it as easy as that these days? Oh, we're just changing all the time. Just, that's, you're mine.
How old was this kid?
8.
Did you hit him with the, "Excuse me, young man, you don't just, like, women are not property. You don't just point and say that's mine. That's not how it works."
"Excuse me, Mitch. Let's get with the times. It was a young girl."
Oh, was it?
Okay, yes.
Oh, wow.
Was it?
No, it's really 2018.
Was it a, don't make that assumption. Actually, but yeah, that kid is old school. That's mine now.
That's mine. And he gave you something. She. Did you? No, but did you do the... That actually takes away, I guess.
I got a small dowry of some LCM bars and a little snack.
Did you do what is traditional in my homeland of Darwin? Did you fight? Did you challenge the...
Oh, yeah, we threw down. I had to defend her honour in 96.1.
Michael Ross, I do believe that you would be quite upset with some news that you would have heard yesterday. Your favourite thing to do, which is a very 90s thing to do, you like to go to the old video shop.
Oh, I'm devastated.
And the only video shop that was in Mount Gambier is now closing. Devastating. I never actually got to go there, so I'm pretty upset because I wanted to go there at least once.
Oh, you can still go.
Nah,
there.
I probably can't. Probably can't. But regardless, it's closing.
Yeah.
I believe it's your fault.
My fault.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever bought a DVD there?
And bought one. So.
Have you ever, like, rented a DVD there?
Yes.
Full price?
No.
I think that's part of the problem. You don't take their specials as, like, a treat. You take it as a, that's the only time I'll be there.
If you can't afford to do specials, you don't do specials. So specials are not the problem. Well, they wouldn't do the specials. I'm sure the specials actually, like, helped them.
Oh, you know, it's true. Because definitely, businesses definitely close when they're high on profit. So,
no, because they actually said why they've closed. They lose a minimum of 5 DVDs or Blu-rays or games a week.
Yes, of course, we're talking about E-Time.
E-Time rental.
Yep.
They are closing down in Mount Gambier.
Very quickly, might I add, too. I mean, So you go there all the time. Did they say they were closing down earlier?
No. It was only announced, as far as I'm aware, yesterday, and I think Thursday, they're done.
I know. That shocks me.
Yeah.
It's like a quick breakup, and you've already packed your bags and you're out. You don't let me fight for you? Is a thing.
Yeah.
Can businesses do this?
What?
Is this sort of weird? If they went, "Hey, guys, we're thinking about closing down. Show your support."
Yeah, I think you could do that.
Because I reckon
like,
I would have.
Like, "Hey, we're not doing well."
Hmm.
Like, people have suggested that maybe they should have changed their sort of strategy a little bit before this and see how it works.
Yeah, rather than letting Michael Ross pick up DVDs for a dollar. But they were saying that it's not because of, like...
It's not because of Dollar Tuesdays or $2 Thursdays.
Or dead, 100% is because Michael Ross has never... rented a DVD at full price.
Apparently, people have racked up $27,000 in overdue fees because they...
Like one person?
Not one person.
Okay. I was like, how many days is that?
And that's only counting people with a debt of above like $20 or something.
Have you had a debt?
No.
Okay.
I've never returned anything late to them.
That's the least you could do when you only go on dollar day.
Yes, you got to make sure... And even the overdue fees are like, they're affordable, you know? Like, so if you were a day late, that's okay. Not a problem.
Now brings me into the, because they are doing their closing down, so they're done.
Yes.
No more rentals. I think they'll still let you rent for like 2 more weeks or something. They're staying open for 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
Because you can buy what's left.
Yes. Fire sale.
Now, here comes my favorite part and Michael's favorite thing of anything.
Mm-hmm.
A failed business sale. You enjoy a good failed business sale.
I am
sale.
A hyena. I am a
You
am
are a vulture. You are the absolute vulture.
I will come to the carcass and I will feast. I wasn't responsible for killing the business, but I will feast on its carcass.
You've often once said to me, but I'm helping them. Like, I was they're closing down anyway. I'm helping them.
They all want to walk away with a bit of money in pocket. They've got to clear those debts. They need to pay their staff. It is a help to go there and buy the stuff they can no longer rent to you.
You could have just gone on full price day.
And Mitch, holidays are fast approaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time of year where you might travel overseas. And when you're overseas, what do?
Take photos.
Take photos, yes. But did you know there are certain things that many people have taken photos of that are illegal to have?
Yes, I know. I've got a lot of
Not those ones.
Okay. Continue.
These are of these are famous like landmarks and things that overseas countries are known for.
Oh, like the Leaning Eiffel Tower.
So you mentioned the Eiffel Tower. Did you know that you can't take a picture of the Eiffel Tower at night?
Really?
Yeah, by law.
Because of the flash?
No. Well, please don't disturb the tower. It gets easily frightened.
Because if you do, riots.
So the Eiffel Tower is technically like a work of art. Okay. And when it was first built, that was over 70 or 80 years ago.
Yep.
So the tower...
it was a gift from America.
No, that's the Statue of Liberty.
Close enough.
A gift from France to America. And the Eiffel Tower, so that's now public domain.
Yep.
It stopped being a piece of art. It's now just a tower. But in the 80s, they covered it in lights. So the famous image of the Eiffel Tower at night, absolutely covered in glowing lights, that is still a work of art. That is copyrighted.
The lights
on the Eiffel Tower at night is under copyright.
But during the day isn't.
But because the tower is not under copyright, the lights are. So if you could Photoshop out the lights at night, you could be fine.
So it's illegal.
Yep.
It's what do you get done for? Like copy. So like if you put it on Instagram, they'll like take it down or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much. They'll just like, they'll ask you to like delete it sort of thing. Sistine Chapel in the Vatican City, the very famous ceiling. You have, it's like God reaching out to Adam and like touching fingers.
Sorry, just quickly.
Yeah.
Sistine Chapel.
The Sistine Chapel.
Ah, I thought it was the 16th chapel. I thought it was just like...
That's our 16th one?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
No, it's 16.
I guarantee you out there, just quickly before you carry on, I guarantee, don't you laugh, Linus, because there is someone out there that went, oh, I thought it was the 16th chapel as well.
Sure. The Sistine Chapel, you can't take photographs of this. Even my parents, they've been there and they said you can't take photographs of the ceiling because this one is a little bit odd. They've kept this going, I think, for just like you're in a church. Don't take pictures of the church.
You can't really take pictures in a church.
Yeah. But it actually...
Or say what's going on in there.
For a time, was another copyright issue.
Oh, yeah?
I just wanted to let that one go. Okay. It was a copyright issue because when they did restorations, they needed money, the church. And so they got money from like a Japanese like television network. And so the Japanese TV network actually owned the rights to the roof of the Sistine Chapel. So they were like, you can't take pictures of
and
that.
There's just one of them crazy game shows that they run in it.
It's Richard LeMichael in 96.1. Mitch, it's finally gone.
It is. People of Limestone Coast underestimated the power to vote and the power of the people. And I wish I could stop the votes because they came through and I have been growing a mustache for all of November.
Starting in October.
Starting in October.
It wasn't for November.
Ending in December. It wasn't. It just was a coincidence.
It was just a mustache.
It happened at the same time. People started basically wanting me to get rid of it. I had some people that enjoyed it, hence why I was kind of torn, and I threw it out to people at Lumsden Coast for a vote. Now, the vote did happen. I even tried to rig the election. I said basically it was to shave it or to save it, the moustache. You can head on over to Hit96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page to check any of that stuff out. But 200 likes would have got rid of the moustache. 50 love reacts would have got to save it. Reason why it was only 50, I didn't rig it that bad. It's just, you know, it takes you a little bit extra to hold the like button, slide across. Some people probably don't even know how.
It's because you wanted to keep it.
I did.
You are sad.
I am definitely sad. To the point, though, I did have enough people going like, that's hideous, take it off. The only problem was, and I've said it, and I'll say it again, attractive people told me to keep it. And they're worth, like, one attractive person is worth 10 of you peasants. No, I'm just kidding. Please still
He's listen. Not kidding.
A little bit. No, but if someone like super attractive says keep it, that does hold more weight than just a regular person.
What is an attractive person? It's all subjective.
Oh, show, me, that was, show me photos. And I'll,
that was objectively just a caterpillar resting on your top lip.
It was. Look, it wasn't the greatest. It did even have some ranger creep through. But there was a point yesterday. Now, when the vote was already, it was already done. It was already had to come off. The votes did win. The likes did win. It did have to get
219 shaved. Likes to 34 love reacts.
Yes, the moustache does have to go. When I was in the sauna yesterday at El Squashy Brook, a lady came in, and you know me, I don't like interactions at all. I like, we're in the sauna, head down, like, don't talk to me. Some lady goes, can I ask you a personal question? And I went, I'm sorry, what?
We're already in a sauna, it can't get more personal.
I was like, sit on my lap, let's do the whole thing. But she goes, what's with the upper lip thing? And I was like, oh, she goes, was you doing it for Movember? She's like, I think you'd look better without it. And I went, thanks. Now I've got to sit here for another 14 minutes
with
in
you.
Silence. But yes, it did have to go. But you will, if you go on over to Hit96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page, you'll see that, like, Michael Ross.
Yes.
That's adequate. The shaving, yes?
Adequate, maybe. Is it done properly? No.
You reckon?
No. Because look at you. It's because, okay, you know what it is? It's because you are so pale. So you've shaved off your moustache, but you're a very pale person and your stubble is very dark.
Yes, so some people are saying that I have not shaved it enough.
Seeing it in person, it's enough?
Yes. On photo, maybe not. But I've got to say, the people that complain that it's not enough, I've told you off air, I'll say it on air, everyone that's complained it's not enough is like over 35.
Yeah.
I think they're just angry old people that want to see a clean-shaven young man. They think stubble
Get the cutthroat razor. Yeah. Shave him dry.
Yes, pretty much. But I guess if I get enough messages that people say that's not good enough, I may clean shave.
Okay.
But either way, I just want people to know that the Limestone Coast does have a voice.
You do.
And the uglies won.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Mitchell. You won. Hit 96.1. You can be a part of the Honour Roll by calling us on 13 12 16, because I need to know right now who is tighter than myself.
Okay.
Because I've been copping a lot of flack lately from you. And now...
I don't recall.
Now from just from anyone. People in staff here.
Yeah, staff do think you're pretty tight.
I've outranked. Apparently someone in our sales was known as being the tight person in the office. And I've now surpassed them. And I'm wondering, how did this happen? Yeah, I'm not that tight.
Like, you are. But I've heard a lot of people go, like, oh, I'm nearly as tight as Michael. That's nearly as tight as Michael. Like,
it's becoming a saying. It's becoming a thing.
As it should be. And everyone out there should do the same.
And look, I can get kind of tight. I enjoy a good coupon. I may have been part of the decline of a local business by only going there on Tuesdays for $1 DVDs.
You will only go to Oatmeal Cinema on Cheap Tuesdays?
Yeah. Why not? Why not ride the specials, you know? I might have taken the sour cream out of the fridge the other night, looked at it, thought that doesn't look too good, just scooped off what didn't look good and then ate the sour cream.
What?
Like, hey, you know, you got to make every cent count. You want to get your money's worth.
What's the tightest thing you've done?
The tightest thing I've ever done. That's a good one. I was going to go to a jewelry store recently.
Because you got a 50% off voucher?
Because I got a 50%
so
off.
Cheap.
Like, you can't get much cheaper than that. But I got I got a bit of karma when it was closed when I went there on the last day of the voucher being valid. It was closed. So the universe sets me straight in the end. But I want to know, 13, 12, 16, what do you do that makes you the tightest person? Are you the tightest person?
Because there's another one.
Or do you want to dob someone in?
There's another one you did where you used like a flurry of coupons to save 10 cents at our Hungry Jack's.
Yep. I saved 10 cents when getting like a 2-for-1 burger thing, but then adding sides and it saved all up 10 cents.
And you still used it.
And I still use that coupon.
That's what we're dealing with.
I will save that 10 cents. When I like video games, when I buy them, I price match. And then I trade for them.
You know, he goes...
So I get you guys for like $10.
Like he goes into Bunnings and they'll beat it by 5%. Like he jumps on anything he can. I wouldn't be surprised if in a few years you do things like you go to Bunnings, you put onion on the floor, you slip, and then you sue them. I think you're one step away from doing that.
That's probably where it's going.
But guys,
I can't help myself.
13, 12, 16, are you tight or do you have a friend? Do you want to dob them in?
Dob them in.
Super tight. And I guarantee you Michael will beat it.
It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. Give us a call. Mitch, I know that you think I'm pretty tight. Okay. I'm pretty thrifty with my money. I will admit that. I'm very
cheap.
Savvy.
Cheap.
Okay, fine. I'm a bit
super cheap.
I'm a little bit cheap. But it's held me in good stead.
Oh, without a doubt. You have more money than anyone else I know. But... it's because you don't spend none of it.
So 13, 12, 16, we were looking for people, if you were tighter than me or if you knew someone that you wanted to dob in for being just too cheap.
Yeah, so 13, 12, 16, you can always give us a call. Adrian, you're a tight ass and you're proud of it.
Yeah.
What do you do that's so tight?
I don't usually buy anything unless it's half price.
Yeah, we can shop together.
How do you feel about expiry dates?
Oh, what are they? Not growing anything extra that's not supposed to be in there. It's all good.
It's all good. It just says best before. It doesn't mean that it's done.
Unless it's actually used by then, you've got to be a little bit more careful.
Yes.
Are you a coupon man?
No, but I do use like a lot of flybys, dollars, and stuff like that. So,
is it because of a financial reason, or do you just enjoy saving any money that you can?
Why pay full price if you don't have to?
Exactly. That's where we're coming from, Mitch. Be like me and Adrian. Why pay full price if it's there?
Okay, you know? Let me ask you this. Do you split bills at restaurants?
No, I don't go out because I'd rather do better than that, so...
Okay, you've got me there.
Thanks, Adrian.
You've picked up yourself a free Subway voucher.
That's my favourite word.
Come by any time and pick it up.
Thanks, guys.
This is Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast's Hit 96.1.
Mitchell and Michael right now.
Yes.
And this Christmas, we have already started to hear all the carols. You know, Bublé is now playing in the stores.
I think we've heard Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande. They've all got Christmas songs.
They've been making their way here on our station. There's a song that we haven't played yet, but it is a song that has actually been banned from a radio station in the States, Mitch.
What is it?
It's the song Baby It's Cold Outside. Okay, you might know the Christmas carol. I'll play a version for you in just a little bit. Baby It's Cold Outside is quite an old song. It's back from like the 40s, in which the weather is bad outside as a date is kind of wrapping up and the woman is going, like, thank you for the evening, I'm going to go now.
What?
And he's going, oh, but the weather's really bad. You shouldn't go yet.
So he's worried about it.
Yes, that's the way he's putting it forward. People have said that the song is not appropriate anymore because he's very pushy and there's an ulterior motive as to why he would like her to stay at his house.
What? Yeah. Sorry.
And so it's been banned. And a lot of people are very unhappy in the States that it's been banned. They go, it's just a Christmas song. But you know what? Times are changing, Mitch.
Yep.
You need to update music all the time. You know, we cover songs all the time, but maybe it's worth changing some of the lyrics, okay?
Yep.
And maybe it's not appropriate that a guy should be that pushy, that forward. We're trying to get a girl to stay at his house. I don't even think it really happens anymore. Because in 2018, I reckon that this situation is far more likely. This is the 2018 version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
stay.
It is getting late, yeah.
I gotta go away.
Fair enough, too. It is a work night after all.
This evening has been so very nice.
Oh, I love watching Jingle All the Way.
My mother will start to worry.
I'm Turbo Man. What a classic.
Will be pacing the floor.
Do you want to watch The Secret of Christmas Prince
so
next
really
time?
I'd better scurry.
Scurry? What, like an animal? Who says
maybe
that?
Maybe just a half a drink more.
I thought you were leaving.
The neighbors might think.
Do they know I've been replanting my weeds in their yard?
Say, what's in this drink?
That is grape limsip.
I wish I knew how to break the spell.
Stop playing a Hogwarts mystery on your phone and leave.
Why, thank you. I ought to say no, 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 sir.
So you don't want to go?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You're not trying very well.
I really can't stay.
Wait, so are you staying or are you going?
Maybe it's cold outside. You're very pushy, man.
Please get out of my house!
Get up with Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast's Hit 96.1.
Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. Catch me at Harvey Norman from 9 to 1 this Saturday for incredible deals throughout the entire store. What's the matter, Mitch? You don't want incredible deals? You don't want to join me for some incredible deals at Harvey Norman?
No, I just assume that there's so many people that are going to want to go down there. I don't want to take up one of the spaces. Because
that's
the
true.
Fire marshal will probably come down and be
there's
like,
too many people in here. And you're like, don't worry.
I'll get out. So I did it for everyone.
Hey, favorite chocolates, as in favorites, the box of chocolates, very popular at this time of year.
Yes.
They're just everywhere in the stores.
It's your go-to. It's the thing to bring when you're told not to bring a thing at all.
Do you know that my aunt was actually in the ad?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the favourites ad of when not to bring a thing. And they bring, like, the giant jelly,
really?
Like, castle
is
thing.
Is she the... Which one's she?
She's the woman in the store going, what do we take? And then decides to take the favourites.
So she's the main, like, the main person?
Yes.
Awesome.
Fun facts.
That is a really fun fact.
And we were wondering, though, with favourites.
10 degrees of Michael Ross.
1 degree. We're wondering with favourites. You've got, everybody has a favourite in the favourites. Everybody has a least favourite in the favourites. And we were discussing yesterday.
Yes.
Because there's like a meme that it's Turkish Delight.
Which is just not true.
It's not Turkish Delight.
It might not be your favourite.
But it is not your least favourite.
Nah, without a doubt.
The least favourite for me is possibly the crunchy, but you like a crunchy.
I love a crunchy.
You love a crunchy.
Crunchy used to be my go-to chocolate.
Just getting a bar of crunchy.
Oh, I love the crunch.
You can find a lot of the favourites in other forms. Like, you know, you can get a boost bar. You can buy a flake.
Yeah.
You know what you can't find?
Because what a boost bar is, yeah, is essentially like Nelly.
Okay.
Used to sell out arenas by himself.
Yeah.
Now needs to resort to hanging out with others to help himself.
Yes.
That's... I regret that it had to be about Nelly, but I'm just saying, Boost Bar could... Remember, we were talking about advertising. It was massive back
in
the day.
Huge.
Now it has to be in a favourites box,
yes,
to get sold similar to Nelly, but do check out.
You still can find Nelly by himself,
yes,
at some venues.
But what you can't find is a Morro chocolate bar.
13/12/16. Does anyone know where you can buy just a Morro chocolate bar? By itself, chilling, you know, maybe in a servo, maybe in the shops.
Because it might be the equivalent of TLC? No, a little bit less. The Morro chocolate bar is, I don't like comparing favourites chocolates to R&B lives, but I mean, everyone loves it, don't they?
Do you think All Saints? Do you think it's...
Yeah, All Saints would be the Morro chocolate bar.
13/12/16. Do you know where All Saints, I mean, a Morro chocolate bar can be found by themselves? Give us a call if you've ever found them, because I haven't. Hit 96.1. Mitchell and Michael right now, and it's time to play King of the Comments, where I like to prove how in touch I am with the people of the internet by knowing underneath a post on social media what the top comment, what the king of the comments is.
Yes. There's a couple that I like to pick from, and it's normally like a really, really viral video, because you always know the comment can go either way. It can be really supportive or it can be really negative, because
yes,
that's what people like to do on the computer. And you we'll see if how in touch you are with those people.
Yep.
Now, I'll show you a picture. See this one? Little baby.
And he's got like his finger on the baby's chin.
Yes. And he's basically doing a voiceover.
Yeah.
So he's kind of moving the baby's jaw up and down, its mouth up and down. Yep. And it's going like, "Mommy, why would you let me do this?" So he's like voicing over. Very, very, very,
very, very funny.
It's been seen 12.1 million times. What do you believe based on the people? So 12.1 million views, which means there's been a lot of comments. So you're going to probably get the most appropriate response. What do you think is the most liked comment by the public?
It wouldn't be someone saying like, "Shouldn't treat your baby like that. Shouldn't play with them. They're not a puppet." Surely it's not that. I'm going to put that one in there, but I'm hoping it's not. Like, don't play with your baby like that.
I feel like I want to give this to you, but it's much worse. So yes.
So
you can have a ding. This has 2,700 likes.
Whoa.
May has responded to the baby kind of having its jaw pushed up and down
like
and pretending like
puppet.
It was a ventriloquist thing. She has said, "The adult should not press on the baby's lower jaw for so long. Even light press for a lengthy of time will press the lower jaw inward and added pressure to the skull and hinder cranial pulsation."
What? Thanks for letting us know, mate. I think the baby will be okay.
Yeah. That one was the most the most liked comment. So it's always good to have a doctor
yes.
stand by. Also, the final one is there is a video circulating lately, a viral video of a man kind of holding his like 2-3-year-old. It's in a wintry town. Mm-hmm. And he throws his baby into the snow. Like just kind of goes, "Yay," like he'd throw it onto the bed. Or something.
Yeah. Is that the top comment?
No. But he does that. The child then goes into the snow, probably about half a meter deep.
Oh, wow.
He then has to go, and then pick the baby up. But then everyone's laughing and it's all good.
Yeah.
What do you believe is the top comment voted by the people?
Is it someone just going like, "We've all dropped our kids"?
No.
No? Okay, fine.
It is.
What is it?
The lady saying, "You shouldn't drop your child into the snow. He could have suffocated, or if even he was there that long, drowned. You'd never know. You should not muck around with a child's life. The child is precious, and I wish more parents would love their kids the way they are supposed to be."
Was that the same woman?
It might be. That had 3,000 likes.
It's Mitchell the Michael. In 96.1, that was Kick Comments. Live across the Limestone Coast here, 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. You can catch me this Saturday at Harvey Norman from 9 till 1 for incredible deals and savings throughout the store. It's Mitchell and Michael right now. And
so just quickly before we go,
yeah.
There's a thing on hit.com.au and there's the officially the world's ugliest colour. And it's like a weird greeny brown.
Yeah.
And then there's also many photos of me wearing that color.
It's like a very dark khaki.
I'm going to put it up at hit.com.au.
See, this is why I can't trust your taste.
I know, but you had to even it out because I'm so handsome. So
got to bring it down. See ya.